Am I in the screen?
Mostly. You could be a little bit more in the centaur.
A centaur? Like yes. A one-eyed monster?
That's a cyclops.
Oh, yeah. A centaur's got the legs of a something and the arms and body of a something else, isn't it? And a head of a bull or something. I can't remember.
That's a minotaur. Or...
Can you help me out here, Ross?
You might also be talking about a manticore. I am Ross. Joining me is Ian. And with a very high strength tonight, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. Because despite the fact that we are both admitted non-IPA lovers, I wouldn't say we're IPA haters. We're not fans of the genre. But... It's some of the only things that you can usually get when you go into the LC and kind of pick up, oh, what's new, what's here, what's there. There's 17 IPAs and a couple of interesting things. We've had most of the interesting things, and now we have to dip. But instead of having a delightful IPA night, which is where we indulge ourselves in five or six and try them all at once, tonight we're going to try some double IPAs.
Yeah.
Which... I know for a fact a double IPA means it's stronger, so it's a much higher alcohol percentage. But a lot of these usually say things like it's much hoppier than the regular one, and I'm a little, I wouldn't say frightened. I'm just not. I am looking forward to it, but I'm not looking forward to the flavor.
Apprehensive is the word that I am about it. I'm not scared. I'm not frightened of it. I don't think we're going to love them, so let's be upfront about that. But I don't feel as scared about drinking these two, scared, I just said the word now, as I did about 4 weeks ago when I was terrified of having a go at the 100 shots.
See, it's all downhill from that. We needed to do one of those, and then the rest of it was just, it's just cream, easy cream. Now, the other thing, and so this came up, I mentioned this last week. I'm not sure if you watched any of last week. Last week was kind of a short episode because it was just me, and this is what happens when I'm forced to kind of cut myself off. I only had one beer, and that made it much faster. I was looking at inviting other people or inviting another host, or maybe even going out and talking to the breweries, because another thing that happened this week, I was trying to get out to some of the local breweries, and I thought, oh, because I do a lot of things driving around, and I take my daughter to a lot of sports things, and I think, while I've got her dropped off at a sports thing, I might as well go check out the local breweries. And what do they all say? Closed. And we have gone on premises three times. I think we've done on premises three times, and I keep trying to look into other options for that. But the problem is none of the breweries are open at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday night. And I'm not married to this time, but it's probably one of the only really good, you know, kind of consistent times. There's not an awful lot going on otherwise at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday night.
And it used to be before COVID. Is it one of those things that COVID ruined it for us?
Late nights on a Tuesday? Maybe.
Late nights and any night, Ross. It seems
on any
to
night.
Slowly but surely, weekends, we're getting later times that they are opening on weekends. But Tuesday nights aren't typical. Oh, let's go out. It's Tuesday night. Tomorrow, like hump day is tomorrow. Tuesday's the new. That never happened. Tuesday's too early in the week for things to be really banging, isn't it? You wait until Thursday, Friday for that.
But I started to explore, hey, let's talk to more people. So, but, and then that immediately brought me back to, oh, because doing things through Google and the free programs, all the free programs say, well, you get exactly 45 minutes or you get 60 minutes and then we just cut you off entirely. Sorry. And we've been lucky because it's just with just two people, with just a conversation back and forth, then it's unlimited because we've had hour and a bit, hour and 15. But once you had that third person, and we found this out when we had Keir here for the Century Club, and we learned that we had the 60-minute cutoff. And kind of took the wind out of my sails. But if we switch over and we try this format and we are able to speak, everything is going okay. We are both.
You are recording it though.
Yes. But and it's working. So I'm confident that we'll be able to do this, and then hopefully in weeks future I'll be able to email someone much like Jeremy did a few weeks ago, where he contacted the breweries themselves, and then we could sit here and we could talk to someone. The only pressure there is if we get, you know, someone from Two Crows on, and we have to say, "Oh, hello, brewmaster from Two Crows. We're going to try your beer now and tell you exactly what we think."
Let's not be too harsh, because the last two that we've tried from Two Crows have been okay.
And I think we do a good job of, even if we don't like something, we often try to find something that we should like in it. I mean, this is the IPA thing, the double IPA. Honestly, what am I going to enjoy about these? I'm going to go with strength and probably smooth. I think I'm going to appreciate smoothness.
Are you? A smoothness?
Yeah, if it is a smooth on the back end, I will loudly appreciate it, because I get the feeling this is going to hop my face off.
Yeah, this might be the smoothest battery acid you're ever going to taste. Is that the way you're going to put this? Because, funny enough, bringing Two Crows into it, these are just double IPAs, yeah, which is twice IPA.
Yeah,
IPA times two. But what did I buy there last week that we're both going to be trying in the future, and at a modest 11.1%?
Oh, is that the
Two Crows quadruple IPA?
Oh my
God! So God knows what that's going to taste like. Anyway,
we tried the Belgian quad thing, because the Belgians double and triple those, but now they're doing the triple in the IPA, so it's just a hopped up Belgian thing.
Yeah, that's so smooth, like you said. I'm not holding my breath.
Maybe there's an upper limit on hops. We're about to find out what the upper limit on hops is with the first one out of Breton Brewing. Guess which part of the province that is from? Is out of Cape Breton, I believe. Sydney is their home. Home village here, full description, and blah, 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 blah. Is there an address? There we go. Sydney, Nova Scotia's on there. And this is the Crazy Angus double IPA, 7.5%, which is the weaker of the two alcohol percent-wise. I'm putting the can for my face for all the people viewing delightfully at home. But the description on the side of the can, I do love, honestly, purple. I will buy anything purple. Purple, pink, bright, shiny colors, I will always go for. But I do like, I enjoy the cover. The color. The side of the can, the bigger, bolder brother of Black Angus, this DIPA doubles down on the hops to bring a tidal wave of tropical citrus flavor while remaining dangerously smooth. Show us a feat of strength and take on a pint of Crazy Angus if you dare. I don't think we've tried the Black Angus IPA, but I could be wrong.
I'm
going to look that up.
I'm thinking I've tried it, whether it's as part of Ross and a Beer Night or elsewhere. I've kind of got a feeling I've done that one. It's been in the liquor store for a long time. So if we haven't done it, I'll be damn surprised at this stage.
Black Angus IPA was the we just did that in August, I guess. That was one that was part of a double IPA, or it was part of IPA night.
IPA night, that would make sense.
Andy liked it. Andy really liked it. Keir didn't like it, and I gave it an 8, is what I'm seeing. It's a good thing I have spreadsheets.
I wasn't there. Was I not there?
You were there, but during certain points in the evening, not all of us were managing to get a review and a number.
I kept on dipping in and out because my phone was having a bit of a meltdown, wasn't it? So I kept him saying, "Bye."
I think that was the night that we were all around the table upstairs.
Oh, I see.
So yeah, you were only having little tiny sips, so you weren't really giving your full. I really enjoyed both mouthfuls of this. My camera is just gone. I need to stop worrying about my camera. I don't care. No one's watching. People are only occasionally listening. I have cracked open.
I've only got two to drink tonight.
Oh my!
Cracked open. Sorry.
Okay. That is a strong smell coming off of that immediately. However, I'm getting the tropical fruit out of the smell.
Yeah, I'm getting amazingly
strong hoppiness, and you know, if you're drinking a double IPA, you're obviously going to get a strong hoppy flavor, but the the tropical editions is quite delightful. I mean, you're mostly getting, I don't know, maybe grapefruit and a little bit of mango.
I like mango. I've got some in the freezer. No, we haven't. We actually had it in a smoothie this morning. Mango. We like to buy mangoes when they're on 50% off in Superstore because they're like obviously half the price. And they're mushier. So they're nice and soft and squishy.
See, and, I like opening, carving a mango for everybody when they are very, very ripe because I don't like to make a huge mess of my fingies. It all fit in the glass, but I cannot make any sudden movements.
Okay, well, I'm using the
Brewing
Company's glass, which I think is 473, and it just so happens to this is a 473 can, but I'm not getting that in there because there's too much head, frothy, pesky foam.
I didn't get too much head in mine.
But I only just put it in the freezer.
That's true.
Probably a little warmer than yours.
Our temperature-wise.
We know the head can be influenced very much by the heat.
This looks like a mango juice. You know, like it's not translucent. It's a little bit opaque.
I'm going with that. Can you try
What if I'm starting to become a liker of these things? Because I'm smelling this, and maybe I'm just thirsty, but the combination of citrus and the hops, what if this mixes really well, and I really like it?
Well, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, would it?
Yeah, I know, but we'll have to start everything all over again. We'll be the two guys that really like double IPAs. Please, all set?
Yes.
I don't know how much longer I can balance this perfectly. Cheers. No, they fight. They fight. The citrus fights the hops, and the hops fight the citrus, and they're tumbling. They're tumbling around each other. I think the hops won the aftertaste. Oh, I almost feel like I can taste the heartburn already. It's very acidic. Am I crazy?
No, the double IPA is the crazy. I would go with this, Ross, immediately. When they said it was smooth, I agree with them. But the look on your face suggests you disagree.
That did not
do to my face what I was expecting it to.
No, you're correct. Yes, you're right there. It's a lovely mix. I think I'm probably being too critical on it. Honestly, I'm still disappointed from those reds that we had a few weeks ago. But this is... It's hoppy and it's citrusy, but I'm getting a lot of acidity on it in there, and maybe it's just because I only took two, three medium sized gulps. I'd say that is approximately 100 milliliters upon first quaff. Yes, there's
IPAs, Ross. I'm already going. Oh, IPAs. I find that they're just the overriding sense I get from them is obviously it's just hoppy beer. So and so to me it's like they all taste a bit samey, but some are less bad than others. They've all got that hopness to them, which is what clearly a lot of people love because they are selling like hotcakes. They have flooded the market, and apparently the current fad for craft beer drinkers is IPAs. So if you're going to do an IPA, a double IPA, triple IPA, then to satisfy the masses. Who, by the way, I don't think really like it as much as they think they do. I think they just think they like it because it's craft beer. This isn't the worst one that I'm tasting right. No, it's really not. And I was expecting it to, because it is a double IPA. And normally any IPA makes me go, rah. But that isn't making me do that. It's quite smooth. It's, you know, when we did those IPA nights, four or six at a time, and there was one that was called the IPA. And please, I can't remember who it was. through. And we were like, and I was like,
Nine Lugs, I think.
Was it nine? It may have been Nine Lugs. I was like, that's actually not bad. That's,
yeah. The mix. And I find that when we search through all the IPAs, saying that you've got an IPA is a bit like saying, like a restaurant saying they've got a burger. There is sort of just a basic meat, boom, smash, there, shut up, and there you go. But there's other people, and they're mixing in the raw onion in the actual ground beef, and they're doing the spices and this and that. And there's a lot more to it than just, put meat on plate, slap, go. And there's a little bit of the meat on plate slap go to a lot of the IPAs, but every now and then we do find some, but I feel that maybe it's just because of our flavor preferences that there are fewer and far between. This one, it's thick.
You said it was fighting. The citrus fruit was fighting the hops. And did you think the hops were winning? Because you said it had the aftertaste.
I definitely think the hops won. Yep. Yes. Wow. The first few mouthfuls, though, if you're just kind of doing a gulp after gulp after gulp, it was really mixing, but they weren't. They're both there, but they're not kind of vibing and complementing each other. It's sort of like it's a drink that tastes like two things separately all at once. I don't know how to put that.
I think we're going to get the strength really early in this because. It's already starting to. I'm getting double vision now. Now maybe that's because my eyes aren't as good as they used to be. But
it doesn't taste strong though.
That's the thing because it's smooth. So it's smooth and it's rather easier to drink than I thought it was going to be. This reminds me, even though I just said that IPAs all tend to taste the same to me. They just taste of hops and grapefruit and they're just a bit boring. Citrusy, so it's like stomach bile. But this reminds me of this one is what I actually did used to drink semi often in the Oaken Barrel in Greenwood called the Goose Island. Have you heard of Goose Island?
I have not.
Right. I don't think they're even
the place or the brewery, I guess.
No, it's the brewery. Yes, I think it's in the States. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I looked them up afterwards. But it's that kind of taste to me, and I actually drank a fair amount of it when I was being insane and and didn't have my taste buds corrected. But I'm going back maybe 4 or 5 years now. Until I realized, no, I really shouldn't be drinking that because I'm not enjoying it very much.
Yeah,
it does that thing that most IPAs do, and it makes me get heartburn, a gastric heartburn, and I think to myself, oh, give me something with less hops, give me something with a bit of malt in it, so I can put out the fire in my esophagus.
And I feel like I'm already there. I'm barely half done this, and I feel I'm sort of quell the fire. I think I need to go to the water sooner than expected,
Honestly, I'm not hating this. That's by the way, that's a massive compliment for me, and you know that with to do with IPAs.
Oh yeah,
I'm not hating this. It's not the worst IPA I've ever had, and it's a double IPA.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was curious what we'd think about this. What we'd think about a double IPA? We did sort of joke about having a double IPA night where we drank six, but that felt like it was going to be a terrible idea. I think two is a bad enough idea.
Imagine the heartburn that you would have that evening. Oh my!
It would not be good. Get some pretty bad heartburn. Is that? I'm trying to look at what's in here. I keep thinking it's carbonation, but there is just still floating sediment just hanging out in there.
Yes,
I like that. It looks kind of like sea monkeys. They're just sort of chilling out.
Yeah, it looks exactly like that. And tons of them, hundreds of them.
Oh, yes.
In there. Yeah, you can't see that, of course, on...
But I can see it on my own. So I know what I'm talking about. You know what you're talking about. Anyone listening at home is just going to have to imagine it.
Yeah. There's definitely bits of floaty snacks. Bits all the way. When you put in milk into a drink and it immediately curdles and gives you like white just hanging stuff in. It looks a bit like that, which should sound, which should be awful, but it's not actually.
It's supposed to get weird things like that. So it's definitely the citrus up front on every mouthful, and it's clinging to the cheeks. You get this kind of like a very sour orange, but definitely grapefruit kind of flavor to it. I thought I was tasting it a bit of mango in combined with the grapefruit, but now I'm not so sure.
Does it? And then mango.
It hops out at the back end. I don't know that it actually specifies. It's just a wave of tropical citrus flavor.
A wave of tropicals. Well, that tropical citrus is, well, what is that? Grapefruit, obviously.
Yeah. I would consider a mango a
Is a mango
citrus? Wait, does it? Tropical citrus. Okay, what is a tropical citrus fruit? To the internet!
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I didn't know quite a while. Tropical.
I'm just going to stick with grapefruit because that's the overriding flavor that I'm getting, and I normally do for my IPAs. If they've got something else in there that's subtle, then I go searching for it. But usually the grapefruit beats it all. Hops and grapefruit dominate IPAs for me, the flavor. I don't have a nuanced palate like some people do. So I'm like, ugh, grapefruit and hops. Blech.
Lemons, limes, oranges, citron. Spelled citron. without the E. So they're not putting a French car manufacturer in every one. And kumquat is a tropical citrus.
Yep. Right.
Come quietly and drive your Citroen.
Have you ever had a kumquat?
I have not. In fact, I didn't even know it was a citrus.
No, nor did I. Well, if it's got kumquat in it, and neither of us have ever had it, then we wouldn't know what that tastes like. But we both know what grapefruits taste like, I'm sure, and that's a grapefruit to me. It's grapefruit, so it's an IPA. But it's
I don't think grapefruit was listed. Not a tropical fruit.
Prepared for. Was grapefruit not there?
It's not on the list. Tachibana orange, Buddha's hand is in here. A calamansi. A finger lime, fancy oranges, fancy limes, and a kumquat.
Yeah, the internet doesn't know. Nah. How many times have you read anything that's actually true on the internet? Twice. If grapefruits aren't grown in the tropics, where the hell are they? I'll tell you what, I lived in Scotland for a number of years. I never saw any growing there. They're definitely tropical fruits.
Yeah, dead on the stem. Mm. Just bunches of dead grapefruit roots all over the place. This is,
do you want to try this, Rebecca? I think the silence speaks golden. She doesn't want to try a double IPA. I don't blame.
No, nearer the bottom, I'm getting the citrus is a bit more overpowering now, and I'm getting less of the hops at the tail end. The acidity remains throughout. There's just an awful lot of acidity going on here.
Well, I'm not getting as much as I normally do from even a single IPA. And that, well, because this was double, to reiterate, I was expecting this to acid my head off, and it's not doing that for me. So it's actually a little easier to drink. If the barman comes around and he says, "Do you want another one of these, Russ?" Well, you keep using that. I'm going to say, if that's the only thing you've got, yeah, I'll have another one. But then I'm going to have to go lie down.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I'd probably ask how strong it is after my first, because like you say, I am kind of feeling this one towards the bottom of it. Are you leaving a mouthful at the two?
I'm definitely going to leave this much and compare again, compare and contrast afterwards.
All right. I think without really thinking too hard about it, that one sits in my mind as being a 7.5 out of 10.
I love how you come up with that score. It's a completely arbitrary score of something that you hate. It's still better than not having a beer at all.
It's drinkable, but it's about halfway to something impressive, I think.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I would give that. I'm just going to judge it as an IPA because a double IPA. Is just to me is just like upping the strength a bit. Maybe they just throw more hops. I don't know, but it's not over hopping That it's not over-egging the pudding in the hoppy steaks. Does that make perfect sense to you? Because it does to me. I know what I'm talking about. I just probably didn't put it forward very well.
I think I would judge it lower if we were saying that this was just an IPA. I'm giving it a double IPA score.
Oh, okay. Well, if someone said, I'm going to give you an IPA now, there it is, and I try that, and I would say straight up front, that's not the worst IPA I've had by a long chalk. Yeah. That's more easier for me to drink, and it doesn't leave the lingering gastric juice flavor that I tend to get from IPAs. It's actually quite smooth. I think that's... Dare I say it? I'm giving that an 8 out of 10.
Okay. I don't think... To me, it's not quite smooth enough.
You said that right at the beginning. Maybe you're becoming an IPA fan just on the sniff.
Maybe. I hope not.
No, I hope.
It would be nice being able to drink and appreciate lots of different beers. That's kind of what we're here for.
Uh-huh.
So that one's going to go and sit over here on the side table there. Yeah. Sort of on the drawing cabinet and whatnot.
It's taking effect already. It's quite strong in there.
I know. Sadly, I've not had after another two of those. I could probably think of lots of fancier names for furniture, but drawing cabinet is the only thing I could come up with. So we're comparing this with another double IPA, which is the Garrison Brewing Company, Garrison out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. Garrison's Juicy Double IPA, which is this golden. It sort of looks like a superhero uniform. It's this shiny, goldeny orange can. And then Juicy IPA, Juicy with an exclamation point. You have to be very certain that you're specifying that entirely. In big, bold, huge letters. And this is 8.0 alcohol percentage. And it does say strong beer down there on the front of the can. On the contents of the side, it says contains barley.
Org.
And that's about it.
I am so glad we finally... Barley. This, Ross, because that's been sat in the corner of the room for so long, and the can is so bright, it's been perpetual daylight all the way through the winter in the living room.
Yeah, it's very flashy. It makes you want to grab it off the shelf. I mean, there is something to be said for moving products
for the last 4 months while it's been sat there in the corner just to dim it down a bit. It's a crazy bright can when it catches the light. Look at it. It's beautiful beauty.
So, despite the fact that it's an incredibly reflective can, and they've written the description on the side of it, I'm going to try to read this with all of the lights and whatnot. It says, get dank, hoppy, and lushly tropical with this hop-soaked East Coast Dippa, juicy waves of mango, tangerine, and pineapple without the bitterness. We'll see. We'll see about that. This one is being a lot more specific about what to expect. Pineapple.
What is bitter?
Well, no, but it takes away the bitterness. You throw some pineapple in something. I would splash a shot of pineapple juice in that last one that we had, and maybe that would smoothen it out.
I don't know.
Speaking of smoothen and words that we're inventing, Garrison has invented, I believe, two words on the side of this, saying that this is both dank and it's also lushly tropical. I'm fairly certain that dank has arrived in the common vernacular, but lushly, I reject that as a word. I don't think that's an actual word.
My son often asked me to check out some dank memes.
And yes.
I'm quoting them. So what does it mean dank? Does it mean good? Is it like
yes?
Yes, it is.
In common modern slang, yes. Dank, however, was another word for, I think, damp and cold, where you had a dank cellar, and it was a negative connotation there.
Yeah, absolutely. Dank,
but
yeah,
then it became a surfer word, another word for awesome. You know, you had your awesome, your radical, your gnarly, your tubular and whatnot. And then that all moved more forward into dank. And then you had some dank moves, some dank memes, some dank whatnot. This smells not quite as strong as the other one, dare I say it?
Already popped it, have you?
I have popped.
Okie dokie.
It is popped. Come on, it smells...
Give me some. There we go.
Familiar. It is of similar...
Ah. No, I'm getting mango.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I'm getting mango.
But not quite as strong. Am I crazy? I feel like it's not.
Oh, that, no, I'm immediately getting mango off of that rather than the grapefruit smell.
Okay.
Surrounds IPAs.
Hmm.
Oh, my God, Ross, yes, it's so mango-ish. without reading the can, as if I hadn't read the can and you pointed out to me, I would have said I'm smelling mango. But, of course, it's been suggested to my nose now, so I'm getting mango, and it's really quite strong. This could be good.
I hope it is, because
yeah, me too.
The other one just did not quite. I wanted to be impressed, and it didn't impress me.
Okay.
And I want to be impressed by this. Like, I want to love these. I want to. We have found the diamond in the rough. The diamond IPAs in the rough. We have found. I've even found the occasional double IPA. Just a delightful. You know, ooh, okay. You put twice as much as you do in a normal IPA, and it still doesn't taste gross. You know, well done.
Great.
Keep up the good work, everyone.
Yep.
Meet back here on Wednesday.
I'm very excited. If this tastes of mango, I'm going to buy tons of it because I love me a piece of mango.
Well, I'll tell you, here's the other side of that, is that if you do like it, the juicy double IPA from Garrison is all over every single one of the liquor store stops that I've been to. It's always right there, so it's highly available. We have moved ourselves away from... Ooh. I took a little sip from the tip. We've moved ourselves away from the niche market of, and I like going to the breweries and seeing what they've got to offer and not just getting what's always in the NSLC for many, many reasons. But sometimes I sort of feel like, are we only drinking things that people can get only if they drive all the way out to Pictou County or only if they drive all the way out to Shelburne? And there's something to be said there, but I think telling people that there's a really delicious thing out there, like if you say, hey, I can't get a good dark cream ale anywhere in Nova Scotia, I say, ha ha ha, you know, get you out to Liverpool or a couple places in the city and you can get the dark cream ale from Hell Bay and it is delicious.
Yeah.
One of my faves. You didn't like it quite so much.
I like Hell Bay's. In fact, they were strongly... what's the word I'm looking for here? They were in
Prominent
last week down in when we went to Liverpool there for the White Point and Hellboy were there and Hellbay and I said Hellboy were there. So Ron Perlman was there. No,
he was.
They were there and I would say they're wee heavy. I had toward the end of the evening.
You now, weren't there the week that I did the wee heavy Scotch ale.
I was not, but I tried that, and it was to die for.
It's good. It's good stuff.
It was hella good. I liked it. This is orange looking. It said... No, it didn't say.
Mine is much lighter and almost translucent at the bottom, but then it got thicker and thicker and thicker. And it's not mixing. Do you see this? Do you see how it's not mixing? Mine just remains lighter at the bottom and darker at the top.
Ross? Mine's doing the same. Thank you very much. It's
need one of those stir spoons that you get at posh bars, the big long metal Swiss stick.
Near the surface where pesky foam, but down the bottom it's somewhat clear. And I can see your beautiful face through it. In fact, it's so clear. But then I go further up and you disappear completely.
Mm-hmm.
This is how orange.
To disappear completely.
And of course, mango itself is an orange fruit. I know it's green on the outside, but it's very, very... And
well, that's why I was saying the other one looked very much like a mango juice. It's the same kind of color.
Yeah.
If you poured a glass of mango juice, I think it would look just like this. They are very, very similar in color and everything. Is something shouting at me? No, nothing is shouting at me. That's good. I'm still getting... maybe a little bit more mango than anything else out of this tropic, but still just the tropical fruit. I'm not getting an overly hoppy smell. So I'm interested because this is slightly stronger than the other one.
Slightly. It is. 8%.
8%. This is okay. Are we ready for this? Are we prepared?
Your Radiohead reference earlier on did not go seconded. I did hear it. Thank you very much for that. That's fine. Okay. This is, Ross, before you do that, did you pour the whole can in there?
I did. I managed to fit the entire thing. It is brimmed right, now, as per usual.
Now have a look at your sea monkeys, because they're quite prominent and thick.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Much bigger ones.
Down at the bottom, you can see them much clearer in the clear section. My sea monkeys are frolicking.
I am excited. I love mango. It smelt of mango. I'm taking a big old swig on this. Cheers.
All right. Here we are.
Wow.
Huh.
Very, very smooth.
That was too smooth. It disappeared. It went away.
Absolutely. There is no bitterness there.
No.
At all. This is remarkable. But this is 8% beer. Double IPA.
It had less citrus flavor. It had more citrus smell, but less citrus flavor than the Breton. Because it was there, and then it just went, I'm going away. And suddenly it was a leaf on the wind. It just vaporized out of the mouth.
I actually got a taste of honey, a sweetness there in it.
Mm.
A
thick sweetness to it, yep.
This is not what I was expecting at all. This is
definitely not what I was. This is going to take a few more sips to try to figure out what's going on here. I'll tell you this now. I'm going to continue to drink this beer.
Me too.
Here's the
honey.
Here's the stunning
mango subtle. Grapefruit is not. It's not prominent at all. It didn't even mention grapefruit. It mentioned pineapple. I'm not getting that. That may be the sweetness, though, that I was referring to when I said it. There's a kind of honeyness to it. It might be the pineapple, but there again, mango, of course, is a very sweet fruit too. But
tangerine,
thick grapefruit that comes through and smacks you in the face traditionally with IPAs is not at all. It's not hanging around here at all. This is
no. It's you're right. It is much smoother than the other one, but
yep.
But again, I think there's such a thing as too smooth now.
Oh,
because
okay.
I want to explore these flavors. I want these tropical mixes, the citrusiness to come in here. There is no hops. I don't know what's going on with the hops. For a double IPA, the hops in this are just being absolutely backbenched for this citrus up front. But the citrus flavor is kind of, oh, we're going to give you a bit of citrus flavor, but then it's going to whoosh away and then, you know, enjoy your night. I'm trying to figure out if I have a little bit of a heartburn, the acidity of the first beer left over that's making me feel like this one has acidity when maybe the Garrison one does not have acidity in the same way.
I'm looking for the international bitter units on both these cans, and I'm not finding it. Am I just being really blind? Or have they refused to?
This is my favorite part of 45 minutes into a beer review of two 8% beers is you give me a reading test.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. I did say my eyes weren't particularly good about
IBUs.
And I cannot find the IBUs on this at all. And normally that's a thing that you look for to give you some kind of indication as to how much this is going to hurt.
I feel like it's only a couple of the companies that do it on a regular basis.
Oh, well, Garrison and Breton don't seem to be one of those companies.
No,
because I'm not finding it on either of those cans.
Schoolhouse, I think, often do. What did I have last week? I had something from Old Biddies, and Old Biddies has the IBU and there's another one, like an EMT or something like that. They've got another acronym that I still haven't figured out what it's for.
Yeah.
I looked it up at one point. Can we dare we to the internet this one? If it is entirely possible that on Garrison's Juicy IPA on their website of their good self, no, that's Bishop Cellar, Garrison Brewing. Let's try Garrison Brewing. They say 8%, 1.074 OG.
Oh yeah,
so
well, that's
this
nice.
Is. This is only a little over one single original gangster. So this is like iced tea with a little hat.
Like
With bunny slippers. That's the 0.074 of an original gangster.
So what? Where would Vanilla Ice come on that scale?
Oh, he's like a 0.75 OG, I think.
0.75, not 1 point.
He's a total poser. Come on, gangster. You can't actually think Vanilla Ice is gangster.
No, that's why I said it. What about MC Hammer? Where does he rate on that scale?
Ooh, we'll give him a 0.9. He's a 0.95. This is me again. I am going to now speak of hip-hop and rap culture, of which I know absolutely nothing about. So I will only embarrass myself with this conversation.
Yeah, we're both rather white. We don't know a great deal about
super duper white.
I'll steer clear of this. I'll
ABV. Yeah, I'm not seeing any. We're getting the APV, but not the IBU, the IBUs.
Well, we know what G is, but I don't know what the IBU is on this. It's not bitter though to me, Russ. It's not bitter.
No.
It's really rather cute. It's rather sweet. And I could drink this quite happily. Although at 8%, not for long.
No, you'd notice it would catch up to you. I would order a second one, and then halfway through my second one, I would realize, holy, okay, yes, things are happening. But also, it feels like a very... what's a hot summer early evening kind of drink? You know, when it's after supper, but it's still really hot out. This is a good one for that. And it
needs to be cold. I know I threw it in the freezer about 2 minutes before we came on because obviously I was over at that little open mic thing. And I didn't have time to cool
shameless
it down.
Plug.
No, but
are you a musician, Mr. Ian? When is your next gig?
It was an open mic, Russ. It was nothing more than that. It's not. I would like it to be a little colder. That coming from a Brit who loves his beer a little warmer, typically. But I actually think this, if it's going to be drunk as a fruity, citrusy summer evening drink. God, don't have too many of them because you won't get up the next morning. But I would like it to be a little colder than it is. This is actually, I'm going to say it, it's quite delicious.
I do like this. I think I like this one better.
Yeah, me too.
For sure. I have successfully found the IBUs of both.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm going to write it down in my imaginary notebook with my imaginary pen. Go ahead.
Excellent. So the IBUs of the Breton Crazy Angus, 70 IBUs. Yep.
Wow.
The Garrison Juicy, 65.
Yeah. They're both pretty bitter.
So retirement age.
but surprisingly, even though the IBUs are quite pretty damn high, this is still. Tastes a bit sweet to me. So what's going on there? It's the mix.
It comes down to the mix. This one tastes mixed, where the Breton one it hadn't melanged itself
well. Fighting one another, didn't you? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There was a bit of a what am I? Do I taste like this or do I taste like this? Well, you know, swirl it around in your face hole and go with that. But this one, it's set as a flavor profile.
Mm-hmm.
And the sweetness coming through as the tropical fruit is, I guess definitely, the prominent flavor is the sweetness and the citrus and the tangerine and the everything. Not so much pineapple. Still, I think pineapple was false advertising. But mango, tangerine, yes. Bitterness, no. Does not really taste like an IPA or a hoppy IPA. So I kind of feel like they got that right without the bitterness. Yeah, it's just the juicy waves of this without the bitterness. It does say it's hop-soaked, and I can vaguely taste a bit of hop, but it's mixing so well with the citrus.
It's really good, isn't it?
It is really good. This is quite tasty.
I think we're learning something here. If you and I, if we ever go out on a summer's evening
And you really want to have one beer and then be feeling no pain immediately afterwards. You get yourself, the Garrison double.
That wasn't where I was going with it, but it's not a bad idea. Mm. I was thinking if they say, we've got some IPAs here, and I would say, all right, well, forget the IPAs. Can we have a double IPA? now, up until tonight, I'd have thought, what a ludicrous idea. What a stupid suggestion. It's just going to be hopped to death on my face.
This is spoken like someone who has not had the Vicar's Cross from Tatamagouche. That is a very tasty beer.
Hang on, isn't that Boxing Rock that do the Vicar's Cross?
You're right. You're quite right. I'm so wrong.
No, it's okay.
Oh, don't get your back up over this. I'm so wrong and you're so right.
No, it's okay. I think I don't know whether or not I've had it or not, but I was just thinking. Was it good?
Yes. Ananda Kavanaugh speaks very highly of it. It's one of his favorites. It's one of his favorite beers to get. And I think I've had it twice. I've had it a couple of times. And I did review it and I did enjoy it. Can't remember off the top of my head. I don't think it was quite like this. I think it had that, it went sort of more towards... away from the bitter and the juicy and the whatnot, because these are all your flavor, citrus, boof, there, haha, lots of that.
Yeah,
but the Vicar's Cross was a bit more of, we're a very strong, strenuous double IPA, and there's a bit of a malt mixture of this, and it's just like a really strong, really good IPA.
And it had malt flavors to it, did it? It
was, if I remember correctly, yeah, it was.
Wow,
it was complicated. More complicated. Oh, hang on. I have completely forgotten, and I'm not in my proper room. We have switched over to... Are we in Boxing Rock?
The Garrison Brewery, yes, of course.
Oh, Garrison. I can't spell it. There it is. There, Garrison. Sorry. There. Now we're in Garrison. Hello,
Garrison.
Let me put myself in the correct room for the...
That's good.
For the benefit of all the people watching this.
Yeah.
After the fact. You know what? Most of the time, in the Facebook Live thing, we get comments and likes and things way after the fact. You know, like 3-4 hours afterwards, I usually get a like from Chris is saying, yeah, that was a good video. I'm like, did you actually watch it? And,
I don't blame him if he doesn't, because it's got you and me in it.
Well, he's busy hosting an open mic night, because it's Tuesday. He goes around to the VCLA at Oak Dean. I keep meaning to come out to that, but I have a complicated Tuesday enough already. With all of the things, I don't need to throw more into it. I need to practice the old guitar a little bit, because my calluses that I finally got worked back up after over a while, now that I've been away from open mics for a couple of weeks, I feel like my fingers have just resorted to their very, I want to say, youthful tenderness.
Nice.
No, it's not nice. Like, I need the working calluses of a Ukrainian metal worker.
You see that, these ones?
Those, that's the ones. There you
They've got the lines on them. They've got the lines on them.
Mm-hmm.
I keep promising myself one of these days that we bought a... Oh my God, I forgot the name of the instrument.
A Ukrainian... steel mill?
No, it's a whatever. Another stringed instrument I bought a couple of years ago.
Mandolin. And
thank you very much. For some reason, double IPAs. Double IPAs and basic verbiage just disappears out of my
head. Do you know what we need to do on the strong beer nights? We need to take quick little quizzes.
But I haven't. But what my point there was, I have not cracked on with that as I wanted to. I wanted to get right into playing it, and I really haven't. So
I've got a banjo on my wall over there.
I know you do. You have a banjo, and
I have not kept up on trying to get kind of okay at that at all. I keep telling myself, you know what? I should just bring that one and host the open mic with a banjo. And I think, yeah, but I used to go to open mics where John Lynch would play. And he could play. Okay. And I feel like, yeah, I am a little bit of a musical poser, where I just sort of, I dip my toe in and I say, oh, look, G, C, D, there's a Bob Dylan tune. Hey, I'm a musician. But I know I'm not a skillful musician. I'm enthusiastic.
I think we're all enthusiastic as well.
Yeah, see, I mean, what else? What more do you need? Just...
We're, none of us are Hendrix. None of us are Clapton or Prince. But,
no, but you know, drink two double IPAs, and you can smash along a Stan Rogers song. Well, maybe not a Stan Rogers. What's a nice basic chord progression I can think of? A Bare Naked Ladies song or two. Crowd pleasers around the campfire. That's my specialty.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the how I don't know if I ever said this. That was how I was turned on to guitar in the first place, 8 years ago. Was going to fireside jams when I moved here to Nova Scotia, and I said, it seems to be everybody can play an instrument. It's like people are born being able to play an instrument here. It must be a nightmare for their mothers when they're coming out with a full 12-string guitar in them. But the thing is, I could always sing a little bit. I could hold a tune, but I couldn't play a note. Now, and I thought, I don't want to just be sitting around a fireside jam singing. I want to maybe join in. So therefore, a friend of mine at work sold me an old Seagull S6 that he had and said, here you go, have a go at that. About 10, 12 years ago. And then about 8 years ago, I decided, what the hell? After a little party I had in the yard with a few people that play guitar, I thought, I'm going to pick up that guitar that's been sitting there gathering dust that I bought a couple of years ago, and I'm going to try to play some chords. And you know how it is. Once you've got two or three chords, well, you've got the entire CCR back catalog, but you've also got yourself some songs. And then you just keep playing it. It's Nova Scotia, coming to Nova Scotia, which gave me this absolute desire to learn and to play guitar and jam with people. And I absolutely love it.
I find that there's an apex or a crossover where two lines merge. And when those lines merge, that's when the interest in playing a music instrument happens. And it's where your talent aligns with a song that you really like and want to learn. Because when I was 16 and I went over to a friend's house and he had a guitar and I said, oh, I love this song. Teach me how to play guitar. Teach me how to play guitar. And he taught me a couple of chords. And luckily, the songs that I wanted to learn were really easy. And we all learned, you know, Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
C, G, and down, da, 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 blah, da, 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 blah, blah, da, blah, and you can do the little twangy bit, but don't worry about the solos because you always had a friend over in the corner and he knew how to do the solos. And I always had the friend who could do the solos. But the thing was, when I try to teach my own kids, my stepdaughter, and she said, I want to learn guitar. I said, great, let's learn guitar. Let's start with a couple of chords. She said, yeah, that's fine. But here's a song I want to learn. And it was, I do remember what it was. It was, I think it was a Kelly Clarkson song, it was complicated. There was about six or seven chords in it. And this is honestly, when someone tells you, oh, I don't like Taylor Swift's music, it's too simple. Not at all. No. Nickelback music is simple. Nirvana is simple. I know. I learned the chords for it. I've tried learning Taylor Swift's chords. And you know what she does? She has seven of them. And then 2/3 of the way through the song, she says, you know what? Key change. You're like, oh, damn it, Taylor. You done it to me again.
I learned one Taylor Swift song a couple of years ago. I think I played it. It's called Cardigan. And I'm wearing one. And it's bloody good.
It was a good song.
It was Britney that said, don't judge a book by its cover. Give it a go. And I thought, when am I ever going to like a Taylor Swift? And then I heard that. And I thought, I like that.
Oh, do you know what you need to do? That is track one. That is track one on a little album of Taylor Swift's called my wife is going to be so disappointed with me that I can't think of the album, because this was her one. She put this out during the pandemic. She said, "Oh, I'm not doing anything, so I'll just write and record an album." And Cardigan was track one. It wasn't the first single.
Oh,
and it was, oh, what was the name of the album? I'm so because I'm stuck at stupid 3 a.m. midnight sessions, but that's not right. And it's not Lover. It was the one right after Lover, and it was full.
Go and think about it. My point being,
I'm going to think about it a long time.
I really liked that, and I learned to play that one on guitar, and I think that sounds really nice. And it's pretty.
What I was going to say is, almost every other song on that album, I think you would love.
Yeah. Scott Masters actually commented and said, this is a good album. And I was thinking, Scott Masters knows a bit of music. And he liked the Taylor Swift album as well.
Scotty and Hannah, when they play as Hush, they do another song from that album. I think it's called The Last Great American Dynasty.
Okay.
Is the one that they do. And it's a pretty little song as well. And I tried to learn Betty, I think. But there's 112 chords in it, so I couldn't get that one right. And then I don't remember if that's the one with Paper Rings on it, but I love that tune. So in my mind, did I tell you about this? I have currently a Spotify playlist that whenever I think of something, I will add it to this playlist. And this is songs that I'm trying to learn and familiarize myself so I can learn to play on the guitar. Okay. Started easy. I'm like, oh, here's 7 songs. You'll never guess. You might guess how many songs are on my I should probably learn this song, I know it well enough playlist right now that I just have.
138.
You're a bit high. 96.
That's not a bad guess, though, is it?
No, it's a good guess. Is it too many songs to be thinking without about learning at once?
Ross, I'm coming back to the comparison of the two. Now, in my right hand, grapefruit. In my left, mango. Mango is slightly gone away.
My grapefruit one doesn't smell like anything anymore.
No. The mango one is so smooth now, and I'm still getting a bit of honey there. I'm going back to my grapefruit. So this is going to be bitter.
Yep.
But still not terribly.
Okay. I'm going to remind you gave it an 8.
I know. I was about to say, I like the Crazy Angus. This is still a pretty smooth IPA for me. Double IPA, be damned. I don't care. It's IPA. It's supposed to be hoppy and smack you in the face of hops. This is a smooth IPA. I really like it. It's a double. It's an 8 for me. The mango, mango and whatever the heck it is, pineapple, the Garrison.
Juicy
IPA is outstanding. It's so sweet.
I will go as high as an 8.5 for the juicy from Garrison.
So lovely. Oh my God.
Ow.
But it's a 9. I really like the juicy double IPA by Garrison.
Oh my. When has this occurred that all of a sudden you are the one giving the very benevolent high scores and I'm being quite critical over here with my, I don't really know if they're
Because I came in this evening thinking I am going to hate these beers like I would do if you said, hey, Ian, we're going to do sours this evening. And I'd be like, oh, God, yeah, let's bring it on. But I know I'm going to hate it. Well, that's when you said, should we do lagers? Should we do some blondes? Or should we do some double IPAs? Because we've got a couple of them here. I thought, let's do the double IPAs and get
them out. Yes, let's go big. Let's big personality it up and see what happens.
They're really good.
I'm happy. I'm quite happy with these. I thought these went over quite well. I think... Can we say we'd recommend them both?
Yes.
Yep. But I think the Garrison edges.
I think so too. If you are a traditional IPA fan and you like the smack of the hops and the bitterness and the grapefruit and the acid, then you might be leaning towards the Breton Crazy Angus double IPA. Equally, if you want something a little less... Crazy Angus and something a little more fruity. Well, it says it's juicy. I would go for the Garrison over it, but I would be perfectly happy having a Crazy Angus in the evening. And I'm really surprised about that because I fucking hate IPAs.
Going back to the Crazy Angus, it's definitely much more bitter.
It is.
But the more on the bitter side and the hoppy side, but the juicy from Garrison is all, that's a fruit, tropical fruit. Have lots and lots of tropical fruit, and don't even pretend that you're drinking a hopped up beer. So I stand by my numbers 7585. If you're happy with your 8 and 9.
I'm absolutely amazed.
I'm curious
this evening. I really did enjoy it, and I'm not. And to boot, I'm loving your sweater.
Thanks. My delightful, talented, and very skilled wife got this for me for Christmas, and it's quite comfy. And I love how it's a bit. I want to say it's got some essences of like a South American or Central American native kind of motifs to it. Very sharp.
Yes. Central American.
Polygonal edging and whatnot. Mayan. Mayan shapes. Things of that sort. I don't think that's quite the...
Incan what they were or Mayan going for. Or something like
there
that.
There you are. Yes. Incan, Mayan. There's a third one. What's the big three?
Giant tiger.
That's the one. Inca, the Maya, and the giant tigers.
Mm.
Maybe giant jaguars. I am still having a huge problem thinking of this Taylor Swift album that she did during the pandemic, and it's going to bug me for the longest time.
I will leave you to think on that on your own while I am out of here.
The name of the album is on the tip of my tongue because it's not... Lover was the one that led up to it. Red was before. 21, all the ones before. Yes, I can name multiple Taylor Swift albums because I am married to a Swiftie. And it's quite possibly one of the smartest moves you can make in your life. Marry a Swiftie. They are, they will get you into the right kinds of music, except every now and then she'll drag you out to the exhibition grounds where you'll listen to Pitbull for the entirety of an afternoon. These things happen. Thanks for swinging by, listening to us drink. These were some strong beers. So if Ian and I, if we started slurring, that's going to happen on a show like this. We tried these and gave us a pretty high marks. Was quite enjoyable. Join us Tuesdays, 8 p.m. here at the Facebook Live at Drink NS Dry. You can like us over there and see us as we go live there. You can chat, comment down there in the comment section, or podcast goes up on the Wednesday mornings, Wednesdays ish, and you can check all that out on anywhere that you download podcasts, or you can check out the web page at drinkns.unsupervised.beer. I've been Ross, that's been Ian, and we will be back next week. Maybe something a little bit more enticing and exciting. Not more enticing and exciting than the beer. No, the beers are always very delicious, but maybe some guests will spice it up a little bit. Rub some turmeric on that. Said absolutely no one ever. But thanks for joining us. Have a good night.